Crowded stores and screaming children are staples of every holiday season. For parents with little ones, bringing the kids along and making them behave can be quite a challenge. For kidless shoppers, the frustration of dealing with loud little ones can ruin the experience. If your children are on the naughty side, our commentator Betty Bae has some advice on how to keep them in line both in and outside of your home.
Don't you love people who bring their children to your house and then act as if they've been struck deaf, dumb, and blind as the kids trash your place? At times like those, corporal punishment certainly has crossed my mind. But I don't favor beating unruly youngsters with fists, open hands, belts, rulers, tree limbs, and electrical cords. I don't believe in cursing children either. You see, I'm convinced there are good alternatives. For example, there was my mother's specialty, the look. For the uninitiated, the look is the potent, nonverbal communication between adult and unruly child that says, "I'll tend to you later." My mother's look was worse punishment than a spanking on the spot. Her withering glare was a psychological smackdown. Her rolling eyes and swiveling neck wreaked havoc on my childish imagination. It would stress me out trying to imagine how my mother would avenge my bad behavior. The look, plus my mother's other favorite tactic, the silent treatment, reduced me to a quivering mess. A lot has changed since I was growing up. These days, it sometimes seems as if even two-year-olds feel big enough and bad enough to dare their parents to discipline them in public. I can sympathize with the parents' desire to show those bratty kids exactly who is in charge. But I'm lobbying for a return of the look. Infancy isn't too early, I believe, to start teaching your child nonverbal signals. Now, I realize that a lot of people claim nostalgia for the good old days when bad behavior got them whipped. If it didn't mess them up for life, they say, it can't possibly be wrong for them to do the same to their children. Now, I'm no shrink, but I believe parents can instill good fear and bad fear. The bad fear can motivate anxiety disorders, sadism, and playground bullying. So the next time you've had it up to here with your unruly child, and there's always a next time, don't get angry, get even. Whip out the look and the silent treatment. The response might surprise you.
Betty Bae is a columnist for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.